You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Welcome to a late edition, this week's edition of My Wife Hates Me. A little late.
Did you say edition because you didn't know what it was called or something?
No, a late. Hold on. A late edition because we're running late this week. And I didn't even slur that because I swallowed completely.
Yeah, no, that didn't sound bad at all. That sounded perfect. If you just do that during conversations, I'm sure people will find it very delightful.
Late edition.
Well, just slur.
I don't slur on everything. So here we are. We're back. I know you guys missed us the last couple podcasts. Maybe not up to par because we did them in the evening. The last one, I don't think it was that good. But this one, I think we're going to follow in that footpath. Is that the word, footpath?
I don't know footpath. What you're trying to say.
I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just stalling until I get started.
We'll get started.
That Amazon.richvoss.com has to be. We have to redo it now somehow because Dr. Steve, whatever, told me that you can't do Amazon.
How did Dr. Steve manage to get involved in every aspect of our lives?
He owns a liquor store too.
No, he doesn't.
He has a beer, he owns a beer store, like a drive-thru or a beer store down where he lives. He sells beer, imported beers. I don't know if it's liquor, but definitely imported beers he sells. Because he sent some up to the radio up north here. He sells beers.
If we're sick, we text him. If there's a problem with our Amazon, he's all over it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's now it's like beer. The other day I was going to buy some shoes. I had to text him a picture first.
Why?
Oh, Rich.
Oh, well, because I think what he's doing.
Why? 30 years. How long have you been a stand-up? How long? 30 years?
30 years.
About, yeah, and then still someone makes a joke. What? You're like an old grandmother. What? That's like what my mom would say. Why? What? Well, that doesn't make sense.
Do you know what I think?
What?
He knows that one of us are going to get sick, most likely me. And, you know, one of us are going to end up with some type of cancer. And he's going to want us at his place. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, he's like getting us ready for the end of life.
Yeah.
So but he can dig through our pockets.
Yeah. Steal our glass. Because he knows I have like 15 pairs of dollar store glasses, probably.
Because the glasses you can't keep saying, because that's an image that's really horrifying.
Okay. And he knows I have a Rolex. He's going to go, no,
yes.
you need your
Steal
watch.
The Rolex.
Bring the watch so you know what time it is down here, right? Mm-hmm. So do you think that's what he's doing? He sent us up?
I don't know what his game is, to be honest, but it's...
Well, he definitely is in love with you, besides his wife.
I've never met him.
You have too?
No, I've never... Okay, at the wedding that I don't remember. I didn't know him.
Don't listen. You go into New York all the time. Don't think I don't know that you're doing rendezvous with whoever.
Who do you think I'm doing rendezvous with? But also, congratulations on your word of the day calendar.
Yeah. No, you're doing... Look, I don't want to get into that, but whoever it is, it's rendezvous. Oh, I'm going into New York to have my teeth whitened.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Because you could go right upstairs and take a brush and do it yourself. I'm going to get my teeth whitened
it's
in New York.
Rich.
Okay, one, they're not as yellow as you think. And anybody...
But also, thank you.
What?
No, just the way you have such a way with compliments. You're so sweet. They're not as yellow as you think.
You're just like my mom. That was a joke. I'm telling you. My mom would have taken that as an insult. You are like my mom instead of that. Like, I'm trying to do a
no.
Yes.
No.
I was trying
no.
to do a...
No.
Lo- yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
You're just like my
no.
mom. What do you mean no. you're not as what
no.
as you think?
See? No.
Good. Go ahead,
no.
liberal. Keep, that's no. how liberals act.
No. No. Did you just say that's how liberals act?
No.
Well, I don't understand how you put everything. And also, if you want to be a Republican, by
all means.
I'm not
a Republican. You
jump
know
in
a,
there. Jump into that pool.
Well, don't say I'm a Republican when I can trash both sides. When you're a moderate, you could trash liberals
well,
and
you're
Republicans.
You're a moderate. You don't even know what the fuck a moderate is.
Yeah, someone in the middle. Someone who's moderate. Moderation. Moderation.
This is not a time of moderation. There's nobody that's like, well, I just still waiting to decide.
No, I didn't say I made my decision on certain things, but I'm a moderate. I don't have to, just because I don't like, say I don't like Trump doesn't mean I love the left, or if I like the left doesn't mean I hate the right. You know what I mean? There's, so, you know, but you can't be just one-sided all the time. That's your problem.
Listen, there's nobody who thinks about this shit more than I do.
Nobody?
Well, okay, probably
you don't
a lot.
Think Laurie Kilmartin does? Think okay. of, maybe Wendy Lehman?
Maybe 90% of the population, but yeah.
I've had some good tweets lately. Today I had a good one.
Do we really got to do this?
I had a good one today.
Don't you have anything to talk about?
Yeah, I do. A lot to
okay,
talk
go
about.
Go ahead.
I'm just breaking it
yeah,
in.
Yeah, no, I know. Because you got to go through... You got to make sure you get through all the things Rich Voss needs to talk about, which I know what they are already.
What?
The big shows that you did, how
oh,
you
yeah.
killed.
No.
Oh. You kill. I mean, I killed. You know, when I say I killed Bonnie, I killed.
Not last
I
night.
I destroyed.
Not last night.
You know how many people came up to me and told me I was amazing, which I totally, truly believe. But this is what I love about you. You have no, it's just like, there's a, I don't know what you see when you look at me, just in like.
What I see when I look at you?
No, not, don't
yellow
be,
teeth.
Don't be literate. I'm saying, stop. I'm saying it's just like, it's just somebody to bounce your own things off of, right? Like, you wouldn't yeah. be like, well, Bonnie's been sick and.
Oh, I want to talk about that.
How are you feeling now?
I've asked you how you're feeling every day for the last 7 days. And
okay,
then,
when I... Okay, listen.
No, let you listen to me.
I was sick before, so I had the norovirus, or whatever it's called, before. And that made me sick for 48 hours or whatever.
Horribly sick.
Horrible, throwing up, whatever. Then, was fine.
It's tough enough, you know, to deal with her when she's normal. But when she's sick...
Oh, really? Was I so terrible? Just laying there moaning. Well, every yeah. 2 minutes you came up, you want an egg? Like,
yeah,
I'm going to cook some fish. Who fucking, I'm as sick as can be. Who fucking goes to the store and gets fish for their sick wife? Well, my wife is really throwing up a lot. So let me get some fish and cook that up.
I didn't get you to fish when you're throwing up. I get fish on the last one because I need you to eat to soak up. You got to eat.
I was throwing up, but I hadn't eaten. So I was.
You didn't throw up on this one.
No, I just dry heaved all night.
Yeah. Because you thought you were blowing me, huh?
Oh, God. Rich. Anyway, so then I got...
I went out to the market. I go, what can I get for dinner? She doesn't eat anything. So I said, I'll get her some nice cod.
Oh, my God. I mean, I just doesn't make any sense.
You got to eat, don't you?
Who would be like,
Well, I brought you home a...
Now, my wife has been dry heaving. Let me see what I can. You know what? I'm going to get her some cod. I'm going to cook up some. I'm going to make this house smell real fishy. I bet she'll like that. I bet that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I think you do it because you're mean and you're like, secretly, you're like, this is going to fuck her up.
Are you crazy?
You secretly hate me. Why?
No,
else?
I'm out in the open hate you, but I don't do that because I'm mean.
Okay, because
I do it because I'm nice. I wanted to make you a nice dinner.
You were driving home on Sunday, right? And Saturday night, I got sick. Excuse me. And then Sunday, Raina called you and said, Mommy's sick. And I heard you, because it was on speaker. You went like this. Ugh.
Yeah, I felt bad. I went, oh.
No, you said it like, oh, this I have to deal with now?
No, I went,
and then you go, ugh, why? And Raina goes, you don't ask why.
No.
And then I was like, I'm laying there moaning. I go, I can hear you.
I was going, why would you say she's sick? What are the symptoms?
No, yes. Stop. You don't know. Well, why do you now? See, this is why you have to go to so many of your meetings.
Oh, what, really? You go with fingers, whatever that means.
Air quotes. Well, yeah. I didn't want to say the thing. You get mad at me for saying the two letters.
Oh, that was, she moved her.
It was bugging me. I was going to hit it.
So go ahead.
Okay. You have to keep, because you go, oh, geez, I've been manipulating. I better go. Then it becomes a cycle. Then you have to manipulate. Then
I don't manipulate.
You were like, the minute you were like, why? You were like, I better go to a meeting.
No, I was like, why do you think she's sick?
No, stop, Richard. Why don't you just admit the truth? Won't you feel better? You go, you were upset.
No.
Because you wanted to go to the Super Bowl party. And so that was like putting a crimp in your plans.
Mm-mm.
So just admit it. Then you went, why? So angry. Mean.
What's it mean?
And then the next day you get fish? I mean,
that wasn't the next day. After a couple of days of you not eating.
Monday.
After a couple of days of you not eating, I go, I got to get her some food.
But I couldn't eat anything. It was like,
you wouldn't eat toast, you wouldn't eat cereal, you wouldn't eat anything, crackers, anything I offered you. So I said, you know, let me make her dinner.
So then what's something a nauseous person wants? Fish. Let me cook up some fish. I mean,
why? I bought you that fish sandwich from McDonald's. You ate that that day?
No, I didn't. I threw it out.
Oh, you took like 3 or 4 bites. But here, even when Bonnie's sick, every day she woke up, even sick, and would walk downstairs, would find something to complain about. This is one of them she complained about yesterday. This is yesterday's one of yesterday's.
No, because I hadn't complained in days because I was too sick to do it. So they got saved up.
This is one of them yesterday.
Because you brought me toast, and you've done it before. You brought me toast up to my sick bed.
Up to my
sick bed. Let me speak the way I would like to, if you don't mind. You brought me toast up to my sick bed.
Wait, listen. I sat and made you the toast. Did I go downstairs?
Did you sit and make it?
No, did I go downstairs and make you toast? Get out. Stop picking.
Yes.
Okay. Was that nice? Hey, let me make her some toast.
Yeah, just really over and above there, Rich. Boy, whoo. Boy, when I got married, I was hoping my husband might make me toast if I got sick. And then hand it to me on a fucking napkin.
No, on a paper towel.
In a bet.
On a paper towel.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Handed it to me because nothing a sick person likes more than a bunch of fucking toast crumbs in their bed.
No, if you eat it right, there's no difference between a paper towel and a plate. Why waste a plate? I already...
Waste a plate.
Yes.
It makes no sense.
It does.
Once again, waste a plate.
Yeah, you don't want to waste a plate.
Then, Wednesday, I was feeling marginally better, not great, but I had to clean this house because it was so disgusting.
I know. I don't think it was.
And you were out golfing.
I wasn't golfing Wednesday. First of all, I didn't golf Wednesday.
You didn't?
No. What day did I golf? What day did it snow?
It snowed Thursday.
Yeah, so I golf Wednesday.
Okay.
It was almost 60 degrees. You don't think I'm going to, 60 degrees in February, go play golf? Come on.
Well, you could have cleaned up a little.
I do. I took the garbage out.
You didn't. I took the garbage out.
I did a lot of stuff. I did a lot
of
stuff.
I don't want this podcast to be like, who took the garbage out?
It already is.
Who took the garbage out?
So here's another. Yesterday, I'm just getting up.
How come nobody did that parody?
You just did.
I mean, for real.
Who took the garbage out? It's like, who looked
at it? Who took the bags out?
So, this is... You know, if that painting is an original, that's worth like $2,000 or $3,000. So anyhow, this is Monty's complaint. one of them yesterday. Because, you know, I was filling and emptying the dishwasher, doing loads of laundry. I can't tell you how many loads of laundry
you
I did.
You were doing stuff. Listen.
I can't tell you how many loads.
I do it every single day in addition to every other. If I was going to go golfing, I would have had to do it before I left because that's what it is.
No. I got up and took her to the bus stop. I said, let me do it.
You're actually saying that like you think people are going to be like, whoa, Bonnie, you didn't say you got up and took her to the bus stop when you were so sick.
Yeah, I took her twice, two or three times to the bus stop this week. Got
whoa,
up
this guy really going over.
Yeah, but all
up.
The little things.
Did he offer to cook you fish? He offered to cook you fish. I mean, come on. This
look,
guy's a real mensch.
First of all, you don't think all the little things add up, plus all of my daily stuff that I have to do.
I know, but I do it. I'm just saying, like,
yeah, you do it. I don't say
it is that I do it every day, yeah, every single day.
You do what you got to do, and I do what I got to do to keep the wheel turning.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Oh, I did.
The wheels didn't turn.
Yeah, they just turned. No.
Mud in them.
Did they really? Did I take you to Kia to get your car fixed and drive back and forth with you there, set that up? Yeah, I do a lot of stuff. Who made your doctor appointment, took you to the doctor? Me. So don't act like I don't do, I go far.
Nobody's acting like you don't do anything, but when someone's
sick. Yes, you are.
No. I'm saying, no, I keep saying you have to do a little more.
I did.
And you wouldn't do it.
I did a little more.
Then why did I get up on Wednesday and have to wash all the floors twice?
Because you're a perfectionist. I can't tell if the floors are dirty. I don't.
If they were in your car, you would.
No. Yeah, because you
could
see. Well,
pretend the kitchen's your car. It would be spotless. If there was a crumb in your car, you'd your eyeballs would zero in on it. But here, I don't see nothing.
I'm more of a straightener upper than I am a deep cleaner.
Okay.
Right? You got to admit that. I do straight up everywhere I go, I put stuff away. Like some people.
Oh, you do? Because I feel like you just take
I just
stuff
took
out.
Out.
Look at this.
I just took that out. I'm putting it up in my bathroom. You think that could be a gift for somebody?
Stop.
Huh?
Who you? What gentleman do you want to give that to? Who's your? Who should you give this to? We should send this to Dr. Steve.
Yeah, could hair stuff. He could get us ready before he kills us.
It's man's hairspray and
but
conditioner.
What's that?
Volumizing spray.
What the fuck is that? If your hair's thin, it makes it thicker.
Yeah, I guess so.
Huh?
No, I mean it just like.
What is that?
It's just man's.
Don't open it. What are you doing? They're going to see it's used if I give it as a gift. You can't open it.
I just opened the smell. You can open and smell it.
Look how nice the case is. Who is it? Is that someone famous? The company?
I don't fucking know. What
you know all that shit about fashion.
No,
and
I don't.
You know a lot of that.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Is that famous? Vidal Sassoon famous? It's not Vidal Sassoon. So Bonnie.
It's not, folks. That was a little joke. It's not Vidal Sassoon. Oh, quite hilarious. It's Serge Normand.
Yeah.
All right.
Say it again.
Serge Normand. Normand? Normand.
You're looking a lot prettier than you were the last couple of days. You're getting back.
I had zero pigmentation.
You're getting back to the six that you are.
Thank you.
But now
if I'm a six, I'd be happy with that.
You're an eight.
I did lose 4 pounds.
You're definitely an eight.
I tried to remind myself when I was sick that losing weight is never easy.
Did you try to remind yourself or did you remind yourself? Because I don't think that would be a hard thing to accomplish. Go, hey, guess what?
It's a joke, you fucking asshole.
Oh, I'm my mom again. Here's how Bonnie, one of Bonnie's complaints yesterday, I was just getting up.
I wish you were your mom.
I was getting up.
Do you know why?
Because he's dead. That's nice. I was getting up yesterday.
Uh-huh.
After, what was yesterday? Thursday.
Oh my God, really?
And then what, did I work Wednesday night? No, I went to a meeting. So... I got up Thursday. I got up Thursday. Bonnie comes down, semi Night of the Living Dead-ish, but feeling better. Kind of like, you know, one of these Walking Dead, but she's back alive. And she goes, "Really?" I go, "What?" She goes, "You put the cups away upside down." "Really, what?" "The coffee cups. When you put the coffee cups away, you put them upside down." I go, "Are you out of your fucking mind? I put the coffee cups away. I didn't put them upside down. I put them away. If you, the way you put them is 100% wrong, and I'll explain why."
"Well, you never said anything, and they've been going on in the cupboard like that for 10 fucking years."
"No, no. Bonnie takes them out of the,
it's a dishwasher.
Yes, out of the, and then puts them in a cabinet upside down.
Yeah.
But that locks all the moisture in and causes bacteria. If you do it the other way with the bottom down, if there's any water or anything in it, it'll dry out and it won't accumulate bacteria. And that's probably why you're sick, is because you don't know how to put the coffee cups away."
"Oh, after 10 years it finally got me?"
"Yes."
"Oh, okay."
"No, you've been sick every year for 10 years. You get sick every year, tell the truth. Don't you?"
"Well, no. Look who I..." "Mm-hmm."
"Oh, go, there you go. See, let's put a spin on everything." "She knows how to spin everything."
"So, comedian Bonnie McFarlane takes the..." "I had to do a radio interview today because I'm doing a..."
"Well, admit that your coffee cups are wrong now. You put them this
way.
I'm not
gonna admit that they're wrong.
You don't put them upside down because they'll never dry and they'll get whatever." "All right, go ahead. People know what I'm saying. Go ahead. What about..."
"Tweet us your answers. The coffee cups, they go down or up? We need to know here on the Rich and Bonnie Show. We're talking coffee cups. Call us 866-96. excuse me.
This is what I dealt with for a week.
Ugh, why?
Coughing and just, it's just...
"Oh, you got to talk about your Super Bowl. You got to talk about Tuesday's show. Woo, Richard.
What were you saying? What were you going to say?"
"But God forbid I go to the city on Monday." "Well, why you got to go there all day? Well, why? What are you doing?"
"I didn't say that. I said because Monday we got to go out for Valentine's Day because I'm leaving.
We're not.
Yes, I'll go with you. We're going to get a baby."
"No, we're not."
"Yes,
we
are.
We'll go out Sunday night."
"No, we'll go out for dinner Monday."
"I can't. I'm going to the city all day, and then at night I'm doing red eye. So
yes,
I
you
cannot,
said I was going to meet you there.
We don't have a babysitter."
"Relax.
And you can stay
I'll
home
get one.
I'll
get it. I'm staying home Sunday night. We'll get a babysitter." "Go ahead. What were you saying before that?" "First of all, this is how fucked up you are. You never even said, the last time I talked to you, you go, 'Okay, let's try to get a babysitter and we'll go together.' Then all of a sudden out of nowhere, you start screaming, 'We're not going,' without any information in between. So don't fucking yell at me like that. Like, because the last time we talked, you said, 'Oh, yeah, good. We'll go together Monday night and have dinner.' And then now out of nowhere, you just start screaming, 'Well, we won't.' So you're fucking wrong. All right. And don't piss me off like that. It's fucking pissing me off." "Yeah, good. I'm going whether you like it or not. How do you like it?" "Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're wrong.
I'm going to a meeting.
"Oh, really? I don't need to go to a fucking meeting. You need to go to a mental hospital. You need to go to a crazy ward.
Why you yell at me like that? I'm going to go to a meeting."
"Oh, really? Because you're fucking wrong and you know it. So say you're sorry. Say you're sorry. I'm going to punch you in the fucking skull.
Mommy.
I'm going to do red eye. I'm not doing it anymore, but I'm going to do it every time they ask."
"No, I didn't say I wasn't doing it anymore. You said you weren't doing it anymore."
"Well, the last time we talked, we were both going in and going out for dinner. Okay? So don't just start yelling at me that we're not. You're crazy. And you know you're wrong, and admit you're wrong, and then we'll move on. Admit you're wrong."
"No."
"No?
No, just like you won't. Just like you won't. Just like you, no. I'll just manipulate..."
"Oh, you're supposed to be better than me."
"Well, that's clear."
So I mean, you're wrong.
No.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. What I meant was.
What are you talking about? How do you spin everything? You spin. I swear to God, you should be.
You
should be a spin doctor. That's what you. We should have a doc. You should have a doc. Be in a doctor's in a building. Spin doctor.
Say it. Say it.
Yeah,
say
spin
it loud,
doctor.
Say it proud,
yeah.
Richard.
Fucking spin doctor.
I better go to a meeting.
What is that going to do with anything? I go to a meeting to carry the message to the still and suffering.
Oh, I forgot. It isn't right. You don't need the meeting.
No, I need it too.
Because you're perfect. What you like to do is go in there. Why do I forget these things? You're going to a meeting, clearly, because people go, oh, is that Rich Voss?
Not at all.
And that's why when you come back and go, that wasn't a good meeting, it's because nobody recognized you.
You're 100%
wrong. That was a dumb meeting.
No, they recognize me everywhere I go. I go to the supermarket, I get recognized. I go to fucking the dry cleaner.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Starbucks. I can't go anywhere.
I've been clean and sober.
Oh, really?
For 12 days. Is that Rich? Rich? Rich Voss?
Yeah. I'm going to New York Monday. How do you like that? So whatever you have plans, you better replan them. I'll go to.
Yeah, but I'm going in at noon.
I'm meeting you in, like you said. You're taking a car in. This was your exact words. I'll take the car in. You drive in, and we'll go out to dinner.
But the problem is that we can't get back by midnight, and our babysitter.
Why can't we get back by midnight? Fucking
because
red eyes over with at fucking 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and we'll go eat, and we'll be back.
No, it's not. It's over at 9:30,
and then we'll go eat to 11 and come home. So that was our exact conversation for Valentine's Day, but I don't give a fuck.
Why don't we just do it Sunday? Doesn't make it seem easier?
No, because I wanted to go into New York and hang out.
Hang out? We don't have time. That's what I'm saying.
Have a nice dinner.
Well, we could have a nice dinner.
No, where are we going to go here? Huh? Where?
I'm sure there's
Palace,
a thousand places
Thai
in Princeton.
Palace. Take Raina on our Valentine's dinner?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll take her Sunday, and then we'll go Monday. I'll pay the babysitter.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, fine, get the babysitter then.
I'll pay the babysitter. I might not go in now because I'm not really happy to do it. Plus, I'm leaving town Tuesday, and I'm not going to see you for 10 days or 12 days because I leave town, then you leave town and go to Vegas, and I'm, you know, so I'm...
like me, so who cares? Look at
yeah,
you.
But I still don't mind being around you.
Aww.
To brag.
I killed Bonnie. When I say I killed, I mean I killed.
Oh, really? Oh,
did
really?
You or not?
Do you always call me and say, oh, man, my Fallon set is really fucking coming together. I did it tonight. It's perfect.
I'm not doing the Fallon set.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah. Do you do radio this morning?
I did radio this morning because tomorrow night I'm going to be at Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie, which is a great, I think. Oh, here we go. Allie. Stop. I didn't even see you out with those bangs.
I got to get her eyes cut.
Her eyes?
Her hair over your eyes. I got to get a cut.
So
her eyes, not your eyes.
Anyway, so they said, oh yeah, you're going to do the radio this morning at 8:15. And it was about 3 minutes, and the whole time they just talked about you.
What did they say?
Bonnie Fran is here. Her husband's Rich Voss. You guys do a podcast. And then, I think he's in love with Rich Voss. I love him. I think he's great. He's pretty. He's very funny. I'm like, okay, thanks. Come see my show.
Well, why don't you tell him, hey, I'm calling in. Why are we talking about him? You'd have
no
problem coming down.
Well,
because
you know why, Rich? I try not to be a cunt right off the top.
Well, that hasn't worked for the last 7 years. What? Oh, now you get mad at me?
Yeah, because you're always like, why don't you just say this or that? I'm not you, okay?
But then you'll complain
to
me.
I'm a woman. I got to be a little more careful about what I do and how I do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, now you're trying to...
Oh, God. Why can't we just please have one of those, like, Freaky Fridays right now?
What's that?
It's easier being you.
All of a sudden now come off like I'm a woman. Like, you know...
No, yeah, I didn't say you're a woman.
No, you. Like, you...
Oh, really? Really? Okay. This is coming as a shock to my husband that I'm actually a woman. I've kept it a secret for a long time.
You didn't fucking. You're just a comic, and when you call in, you're a comic. Okay? There's no man and woman. It's comic. You're working, you're headlining the club.
Oh, my God, please. All
Are you for real? Do you really think that's how it is?
When you're as good as you.
Do you really think that's how it is?
When you're calling into radio,
Do you really think that your life would be exactly as it is the way that you have it now if you were a woman? Do you really think that?
Oh, I'd be fucking even more famous if I was a woman.
Oh, my God.
If I was a woman?
Okay, but... What, you think
as good as I am, if I was a woman, please.
You wouldn't be that good. Do you know why?
Yes, I would.
Because the audience wouldn't accept it from you.
Yes, I would.
No, they wouldn't.
They accept it.
No, they would not.
Do they accept it from Paula Bell? Do they accept it from this one or
that
one?
And why isn't Paula Bell then super famous?
She was for fucking a while. I don't know. Some people don't have the drive I have.
Oh, my. You always find an excuse.
Oh, look at Mrs. Spin Doctor.
No, I'm just saying, you're saying that because you don't know that the benefits that you've been given in life.
Oh, I've been given benefits.
Yes, because you can go on stage and start yelling and ranting and whatever.
But I don't do that.
Yes, you do. And people are fine with it. Now, if a woman goes on stage and starts yelling and ranting, there's a lot of people, I'm not saying all men, but there's a lot of men that still would be like, oh, that's, I'm not going to fucking listen
what
to
do you think? And you don't think women say that about men? I'm not going to listen to this shit too? You don't think women say that about men? All the time.
No, it's because you're programmed to do it.
Who's more judgmental in an audience, a lady or a man? A lady is way more judgmental than a man.
To a man, maybe, but not the opposite. Who's more? Listen, I doubt for a fucking fact.
Are you
when
gonna
I
get
started,
mad?
Yes,
relax.
I'm gonna get mad. I'm gonna get mad. And, oh God, I'm sorry. As a woman, I know I'm not supposed to raise me voice, but
as a Canadian woman.
When I first started doing stand-up, I would be introduced to go on stage, and it was, you know, more rare than it is now to have women doing stand-up. And there would be men that would openly, like, go, the kind of the way when Raina said I was sick. Why? That was a response I got. And people would put their heads down on their fucking tables while I did my sets. Yes, they did.
First of all, I guarantee that happened maybe once. And
no, it didn't.
That.
It happened a lot.
Who puts their head on the table more than once? I mean, how many times?
Men, or men would fucking heckle me to try to, like, get me off my game. And they still do it sometimes.
They do it to me, too. Yeah, they've done it to me throughout my career. It's the exact... It's happened
to me. No, it's not the exact same. It's happened to me. It's not the exact same. And the thing is that I'm not even going to continue this conversation because you listen to the listen.
Oh, okay, listen to this. How many times has a lady comic been on stage, a man been offended and says to his wife, come on, let's leave, compared to how many times a guy's been on stage and a lady says to her husband, come on, let's leave, and they get up and walk out? 9 out of 10 times when someone walks out on you, it's because the lady is offended and grabs her boyfriend or husband or date or whatever and walks the fuck out. So there's been more walkouts in the history of comedy because of ladies than there have been because of men. So I would say that men are more open-minded to comedy than women are. Because
to men's comedy.
No,
maybe.
To comedy in general. Because women walk out on women, too.
Well, listen. The truth of the matter, and I'm going to...
You don't think that's the right point?
I want
point.
You to just be truthful.
You don't think that's a good point?
I don't buy it at all because
I see it though. You see it.
I
all
do
the time.
Get that women walk out more or whatever. Maybe they're even more offended than men are about comedy. Not always, but occasionally. But that doesn't stop men from succeeding in comedy. Whereas, let me just give you an example, okay? And just be honest. If I just showed you a picture of a guy that you didn't know and a woman that you didn't know, right? And be honest. Now, I said, which one do you think is funnier? Who would you pick?
I'd have to look at the pictures. I don't know. I mean, that's not a good example.
You'd pick the man. So when a man goes on stage, generally speaking, the audience is more receptive right away to the man because they think, oh, this guy.
Not in New York.
Yes,
not in this day and age.
It's so much better. I agree. 1,000 times better. But there's still like this thing where you still, as a woman, if I make a misstep right at the beginning, it's much harder for me. Whereas if a guy, let him flounder around a bit. I watch it all the time. Men can take forever to get going. Their first joke doesn't have to be great. Da, 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 you know, it's like I see men that are shitty comedians,
yes,
that do fine.
You're
whereas
right.
The women that are the same caliber of shitty, they fucking go down in flames. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference?
Listen, I see shit on both sides. I see audience on both sides. It's nowadays. Look, always times.
I'm just saying, I
times
think
change.
You
can't, yes, go back in the day when it was like this. When it's to your favor or when it's towards your argument. You know, if you're arguing for equal rights, which you should be. Back in the day, it was so bad for, you know. Yeah, back in the day, things change, and now for female comics, it's not as hard as it was.
I agree, 100%.
Okay,
I'm
so
saying, and I don't even like to think about it, but it does drive me nuts a little bit when a guy is like, I would be the same amount of whatever if I was a woman. It's like, that's a little bit crazy to think that you wouldn't have the baggage.
Well, you don't think as good as I am in comedy, and I'm not, this isn't a brag, that I've had it easy.
But one of the reasons why that you're better at comedy is because you get a positive reaction for the things that you do, okay, as a comedian. Let's say I'm in a writer's room, okay? Let's say I'm in a writer's room, and there's this perception that regardless if people think it's true or not, there it's still just sort of there in the back of people's heads that women won't be as funny as men. So when I'm in a writer's room and I throw out an idea, you know, it might be just mulled over just a fraction longer than it needs to be. Whereas if a guy, that is good. Let's go with that. And it is, it's just these slight little differences that make it harder for women to... It's like you get this positive reinforcement all the time. So, of course, you get better and better and better and better.
No.
When you're working against the grain.
I don't get better because I get better because I keep working hard and I do a lot
of
comedy.
I'm not saying you don't work hard, and I'm not saying that you don't have innate talent. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying you also don't have the baggage of being a woman.
I have a lisp throughout my career. You don't think that's held me back?
I'm sure that it has, and I'm sure you've overcome it. I'm not saying you haven't
overcome
things.
No, I haven't overcome it. You don't know what's going on when executives are looking at our pilots or my pilot going, well, he has a lisp.
I'm not saying that you don't have any challenges as a man. I'm not saying, just gravy for you. It's easy for you.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but if you also had,
and for the last 20 years, a white, just regular white man. I'm not considered a regular white man when you see me. I'm not considered
dark.
No, I'm not considered. You don't look at me. You just say he's a fucking aggressive ethnic comic. Okay, but what you think white guys have it easy in comedy for the last 10 or 15 years?
No, I don't. But you still see them succeeding at a rapid pace.
No, but not in comparison to how many are out there. There's, you know, you're only looking in New York and L.A. I'm on the road all the time, and everywhere you look,
there's never
fucking
any women.
50
in
fucking
the
white, in 50 the- fucking white guys. There's some women. Last night, I said to me, the funniest person on the showcase. I hosted a Montreal showcase last night, and it was for new faces, new comics. There was one guy that I thought was very good, and there was one girl that I thought was outstanding, and she'll never work in improv ever on the road or a funny bone because she's too different. She was just too alternative.
Now what if she's a dude?
Still wouldn't work in improv, she would be like a Eugene Merman or someone that's not working the mainstream clubs but are doing very well.
What was her name?
I got it written down, but she was so different. Like, she was so fucking weird. It was unbelievable. And I loved it. Some of the audience did. I don't know if Montreal did or not. I don't know what the fuck they write down. But she was so different and so... Like, she started off her show. She just set the chair up and hid behind it and came up and went down. Came up and
That's
went
funny.
Down. Right? And... I don't know. She did a funny rape bit. I mean, she was just so weird and different. So Like, I don't know what I said. But anyhow, in my opinion. But I go on the road, there's thousands of fucking white guys that aren't making it. You know, there's just, it's nowadays, to me, it's not about male or female. It's about what do you have to offer that can make motherfuckers money. That's what it's about. It's what can you do? How is this person going to make us money? So, yeah, when you started, it was different. It was harder for you know, women comics when you started. When I started, you know, it was about, you know, a little before. It wasn't hard then. There was work everywhere. But everybody has a fucking struggle in this business and in life.
I'm not trying to say that. I'm just trying to say, like, it's just I don't like it when guys are like, well, I mean, I heard Billy Burr one time was like, well, you just get up there and be funny. And it's like, yeah, but you don't know what it's like for other people. Like, you don't know what it's like for a gay guy to get up there and be funny. You don't know what it's like for a woman to get up there and be funny. You only know what it's like for you to get up there and be funny. And you, as a white guy, you know, it's just like somebody's already come and cleared the path for you, you know? It's like people accept it. Oh, this guy's probably going to be great because we've seen 1,000 great white comics.
Yeah, but okay, guess what? And it might be easier to get up and, but then you just hit a wall. You hit a fucking wall.
I do agree with that, but I mean, I just think like the one thing is stand-up is really hard when you start. And so if you're always starting like a little bit at a disadvantage, even if it's a tiny disadvantage, it's hard to fucking...
But not nowadays with all the alternative rooms and the Brooklyn room. Every city you go in has those type of rooms, pretty much.
Maybe I'm still, you know, can't get out of the head space.
Yes, from when you started. And it's true because that's embedded in you and that's how you came up. It's just like older comics look back at us and go, well, when we worked, you know, we shared a suit or when we did this, or, you
we
know.
We shared a suit.
You know, so yeah, every generation of any type of work is going to look at the new one and go, oh, you have it fucking easier. You know, we had it harder and things are easier. There's way, way more stuff to talk about, way more ways to get your name out there now. It's a lot different. You know, I just, whatever. I mean, you got to figure out how to do things on your own. You look at fucking Larry the Cable Guy or Dane Cook or back in the day, not back that far, Ronnie Carrington. All these guys went around the industry and became fucking famous and multimillionaires without the industry. So they figured out how we're going to do it. Larry the Cable Guy got up every day and did radio interviews throughout the country, called just radio after radio after radio, and the Cable Guy, and he became fucking famous. And then, you know, after a while, he doesn't need the industry, but after a while, they try to get what they could out of him because they saw how many numbers they were doing. Dane Cook, the same thing with colleges and emails and MySpace. Said, fuck, I don't need the industry. And then all of a sudden they see it. So they go, oh, look, what can we get out of them? Give them some movies. But they all went around the industry. And now everybody's just thinking of ways, how the fuck can I get paid, get either famous, get by? Look, I haven't done a fucking hour. I hear people that do hours all the time that are not even in my fucking league or your league in comedy. But what the fuck? So I'm not doing an hour. I make my own CDs. That's what I do. You're not doing an hour, whatever. You write treatments. You sell TV shows. You figure out ways to do fucking stuff without these fucking people that are making these fucking decisions. That's all. You know, because the people that are making a decision on your life or on your career are going to be gone out of that job within a year, 2 years, anyhow, and you're still going to be doing it.
Better job, but I'm higher.
Maybe, or just out of it, and you're still going to be doing what you're doing, only doing it better than you did 2 years earlier. That's all.
This is Smart Talk with Richard Voss.
Yes, yeah, because listen, when it comes to comedy, I fucking live it and study it, and just like you, and I know it. I look around. I mean, I don't watch specials on TV, but I know what's going on out there. I don't watch specials. I know what's going on. You know, I'm at Super Bowl parties with, you know, made Kevin Hart just hanging out, you know.
And how was that?
It was good because we were there at this. He did his halftime show. But me and Keith, like everybody there was part of Kevin's crew or, you know, close to him. And, you know, nobody would trash his horrible haircut that he had for a movie he's making. Mm-hmm. And me and Keith smashed him all day long. He was fucking, he loved it.
Isn't it amazing that you guys have never been in a movie?
I know.
I wonder why.
He's got all
those people around that are always kissing his ass and he puts them in movies.
No, they're not in the movies.
But you guys are real. Keeping it real.
No.
Busting his balls.
No, he goes,
He loves it, but he won't put you in a movie.
He goes, why did I invite you to?
Yeah, see?
No. So?
Oh,
really?
You've really been studying the business. This is how it works in Hollywood. You just...
Those people aren't in
his movies. Trash the people at the top.
We are good. Me and Keith had more fun. Keith goes next. Yeah, time. Yeah
I'm
good.
Sure he had fun in the moment.
I don't care. We'll have a better memory in that from that day, and so will he. He'll never forget the fucking trash he got.
Yeah, he'll be like, he'll never fucking use those two in anything.
Yes, he will. She will.
You don't think those guys have egos? I mean, he's laughing and stuff, but all his fucking ass kiss buddies are standing around while you're doing.
No,
it.
He's repeating some of the stuff we're saying. It's so funny. He goes to Cedric. Did you hear that? Like there was dessert. Some kind of parfait, and the top was like Oreo cookies chopped mm-hmm. up. And I go, look, it's the little Kevin dessert, because it looked like his hair too. And he fucking goes, you know, he's going to Cedric. Did you see that? I mean, me and Keith, I show you the picture of me and Keith laughing. And look, that's what we do. Kevin, at the end of the party, goes, come on, let's take a picture of me, you, and Keith. You know,
oh.
Isn't
that sweet though? That he'll take a picture with you guys.
No, because
he'll
knows.
Take a picture with you guys. I mean, he won't put you in a picture, but he'll take a picture with you guys.
He doesn't. He's not the casting director. All right, and he takes care of Keith all the time.
Oh,
he fucking produced.
So the only person left out in the cold is Richard Voss.
I don't care. He. Fucking,
you don't care. Okay, I'll remind you that next time.
What he didn't. He didn't say. He didn't tell Comedy Central get Voss to write for the roast. For the Bieber roast. What's his name? Justin Bieber. Okay, you think Comedy Central was going to call me? No, Kevin said get Voss to write. Okay. And then Comedy Central would call me every fucking day. Are you writing? I go, I'm playing golf. I'll send you stuff when I'm ready. That's why they don't use me. But you can't call me the last minute and just say I'm going to drop everything.
Oh, I'm going to. Yeah. Hey, I booked this tea time 2 days ago. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit home. I sent him like 35 jokes. So, yeah, Kevin's the one, you know.
Excuse me.
Whatever. Anyhow, what I'm saying is we had so much fun smashing him. And he was smashed. That's what we do when Kev or, God, I wish Patrice was there. God, at his fucking dumb party. Oh, Patrice would not, listen to me. Actually, even Keith said, like, wish Patrice was there. So many times you wish Patrice was there. Like, couple weeks ago, I was at the Cellar, right? Mm-hmm. And Mark Norman just got a house or apartment. You know, he bought an apartment.
Yeah.
He goes, I need a bed, this and that, furniture, right? I go, you can't go buy a fucking bed in a... I go, go on Craigslist.
Allie.
I said, go on Craigslist. And then I'm on Craigslist showing Mark bed frames, right? And I'm going, what am I? If Patrice saw me doing that, could you imagine the beating he would have gave me that I'm looking at bed frames
with
Mark Norman? He would have fucking, it would have been an hour of him fucking smashing me.
I didn't know that robots slept on beds.
Oh, you call Mark a robot?
Can he just lean up into a corner? Power down.
He's funny. We do those roast battles. He's one of the judges all the time.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's funny.
Yeah, because he's a robot.
I didn't say he wasn't a robot. He's a funny robot.
Whoever programmed him knew what they were doing.
Yes. Yeah, well, he's a funny dude.
But I imagine this is him at night. Must do jokes now.
Bonnie.
Yes.
This Saturday is in Poughkeepsie at Laugh It Up Comedy Club. Laugh It Up Comedy Club.
Are you going to talk about the benefit that you did?
Ah, that was nothing. Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday. I barely remember it.
You did a lot of Gothams.
What's that?
A lot of Gothams this week.
No, it's the only time I was at Gotham. What are you talking about?
Oh, where was the thing last night?
At the Stand.
Oh.
I know I pissed off Kimowitz.
Why?
But then I made a, because when the girl who I thought was really funny was on stage, the mic cord came out of the mic.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't put it back in, and I yelled from the back. I go, just go on without the mic. Don't worry, just keep doing it. So she went on without the mic. Then I went on, and I couldn't get back in. I go, this would have never happened at the Cellar, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no.
But then at the end of the show, I said, the Stand is the best club in New York City.
It's made it up.
Yeah, I made it up. But I, you know, look, I joke. That's what I do. I joke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday I did a benefit. It was fucking great. It was packed.
Listening to this shit? I'd like to know.
It was Gilbert Gottfried's wife, Dana. Can you please?
Dara.
Did I say Dana?
Yes.
Dara, sorry. I meant to say Dara, but I thought it was Dana. Dara, who's such a nice, she's so nice, it's unbelievable.
She's amazing.
How nice is...
She's great.
So, I don't know how...
And she really loves Gilbert Gottfried.
I don't know how in New York they
Which
have to...
Which I think she thinks, like, I love you like that. But I don't want to tell her.
Yeah.
Ours is not pure.
Yeah. Yeah, until Bonnie learns how to put the cups away, so and cleans those yellow teeth. So what I'm saying is, yeah, you agree. What are you barking at? Oh, here comes the other sick one now.
Now Raina's sick, so but Raina's at home sick.
Raina's fake sick. Oh, look at her. She doesn't look good.
She doesn't look good.
Oh, look how pale you look. Feel her forehead. Oh, see if it's hot.
She's hot.
And her cheeks are red. Were you sleeping in the fireplace? Let me feel your forehead. Come here.
How do you feel?
Not good.
Poor Raina.
Do you want to go to the jump zone?
This place not even open.
The place you go on the trampolines. You know.
That's for 6-year-olds and it's not even, it's closed.
The one Jessica took you to?
That's not jump zone.
What's that called?
I forget.
Do you want to go to there today? All right, well, how about Toys R Us? You want to go to Toys R Us?
No.
No? You don't want to go to Toys R Us for real?
No.
You want to go to Fruity Yogurt?
No.
She's sick.
No, because we're going to go to Toys R Us and get you something. You don't want to go?
Well, she's hot.
Oh, boy. Well, we're not going to go to that puppy place today. Huh?
Well, I don't want to just drop her.
We'll go
her
tomorrow.
Off and,
or you have all next week to go. Quit picking your nose. I'm trying to do a
part. She got a hair in.
Oh, really? Up in your nose? She got a hair all the way up in your nose?
It wasn't up. I was like rubbing the edge of it right there.
Oh, gross. Come here. Let me feel your body.
Rich.
I want to feel how warm she is.
That was horrible.
Come here. Let me feel your forehead. Turn around. I want to feel your forehead. She seems give her baby kids Tylenol. We have kids Tylenol. We have kids. I saw it in the cabinet.
Okay, well, Rich, I've told you this many times. You're not the king, so you don't walk around telling people what to do. If you think she gets baby Tylenol, then you go, let me get her some kids Tylenol. I know, but instead, you're always like this. You're always like, go take that over there.
Yeah, no, I am the
you
king.
You could go get that and take it over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I can, but when...
Go give her the Tylenol. No, you could go
listen,
give her the
when
Tylenol.
I give a fucking order, the king spoke. That's all.
Oh, all right. you think that'd be the same if you were a lady?
Yeah, the queen spoke if I was a lady.
Oh, well, this queen is speaking.
So I did this fundraiser Tuesday. It was,
you're also a queen, by the way. I think we all know that.
It was sold out. It was packed.
Oh, he will not deter from this story.
Okay, Mrs. Kennedy.
He will not be whatever something.
Well, you told me to talk about it. I'm just saying we did a benefit.
I know, but try to talk about it like in a way that people might be interested.
Well, we did this benefit. They were raising money for...
Who was on it that people might be interested?
I'm going to get to that. Don't tell me how to tell a story. I know how to tell a story. I'm one of the best storytellers on podcasts, on all the podcasts.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Raina just said, don't lie to yourself.
Oh, did she? Is that what she said?
Are I you didn't know if the people heard.
Oh.
The people.
Yeah, I tell point. When people, and I tell a story, people turn up their radios. They cling to it because they want to go, where's he going to go with this? That's what they say. I've had people tell me that. It was a great fundraiser. In New York, they got to raise money for these schools, public schools. You know, they had an auction, and one of the prizes was go backstage during the John Oliver taping. Meet John Oliver, right? Somebody paid $5,000 for that.
God.
They're going to go backstage and be by the craft table or talk to Gaffer. You know what I mean? John's going to come back, hey, how you doing? $5,000. Anyhow, he was on the show. I sat and talked with him earlier before the show. There's pictures of him cracking up. I was making him laugh.
This is the kind of storytelling you don't get every day.
He's a nice fucking guy. Have you ever met him?
No, never met him. I wanted to, but of course I had to cancel because I was sick.
You never met him?
I've never met him.
The nicest fucking guy on the planet.
He's one of my favorite. He's so good.
He's so nice. And he goes, I walk in, he goes, hey, Voss, or hey, like, I don't know how he knows me because I never met him. I don't think I met him, but maybe I have.
You're a legend.
Well, I am. And a lot of people know me. So we're sitting talking downstairs. He's such a nice guy.
Look at that. That's not well.
Lewis Black went on, destroyed. He's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Just killed. Hannibal stopped in, did a guest spot.
Oh, fuck.
And they knew who he was. Like, we got a special guest. And
what do you mean they knew who he was?
Like, all these just white people. White people.
He's pretty famous.
And then
he brought down Cosby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Holy fuck. He killed this writer, did well. Dan Soder killed everybody.
Josh Gondelman. He writes for This Week Tonight.
Yeah, he was fine. Everybody. And then this girl went up, Phoebe
Robinson. She has a book out, Don't Touch My Hair.
And she's on Broad City.
Oh, she is? I didn't know.
Or she
that.
Was. Or
maybe she was a guest spot or something.
And who else was on
She
the
does
show?
Two Dope Queens.
What's that?
It's
oh, the
podcast?
Oh, that's her?
Yeah.
That's always ranked pretty high.
Yeah.
And Gilbert went on, and I hosted. I held the show together because these were fucking powerful acts. But then they did the auction in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So then I went up and did like 5 minutes in between. And it was just such a fun night. And they raised a lot of money, and it was a lot of fun. And meeting John Oliver was kind of cool. He was such a nice guy.
Well, that story had a beginning, middle, and an end.
Yeah.
Thank you, Richard. Anyway, I got to go deal with my daughter.
You know, even when you don't look well.
You really don't. This is the most sick I've ever seen you.
Are you more sick of health or sick of lifestyle?
What's he talking about? I don't know.
Your lifestyle. Which were you more sick of? Your health or your lifestyle?
Well, give her a mic.
I'm sick of Richard.
Richard who?
Richard Voss.
Who is that?
That's you. Stop trying to act. Just stop.
Stop what? Stop what?
Stop pretending.
Pretending what?
Pretending that you love your wife.
Oh, why? God. You don't think...
He doesn't. He pretends he hates me, but he really loves me.
Do you think I love my wife?
No.
Do you think I like her?
No.
Is she easy to love?
No.
Hey, what the heck?
Is she easy to like?
Well,
see what I mean? And you've only been around 9 years. I've been around 12. Ed.
I'm sick of you.
You're sick of me now?
I'm sick of your bull.
Sick of my what?
Your bull.
My bull?
Bullshit.
Oh, oh my Rina. God. That's not nice. What kind of bullshit? What are you talking about?
You.
Yeah, at least I clean my room. You don't.
You don't clean it. Mom does.
I straighten up.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, I put all your stuff away. I'm sick of your bullshit.
I'm sick of your bullshit.
Yeah, whose bullshit pays for the bills? Pays the bills.
Your bullshit.
You better watch your mouth.
You better watch your mouth.
What are you going to say? Everything I say?
What are you going to say? Everything I say?
Yeah. Yeah. Not only are you sick, you're
all right, I'm going to go.
Oh, wait, hold on. Listen, folks... No, come plug it. I'm not your fucking publicist.
You like plugging things.
I don't, yeah.
I'm going to be at Mohegan Sun, the 23rd, 24th, 25th of February.
I'll also be there, so don't come for her. Come for me.
Oh.
I'm $100 for a photo with me.
Oh, my God.
Okay. $100? How about five? Five.
$200 if you want it signed.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so you're going to scribble your name?
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. My,
oh my God. She is a fresh one.
We're going to let that go because you're sick.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
You're sick.
So, and then tomorrow night, Saturday, I'm at Poughkeepsie. Laugh It Up. I don't know where it is. Look it up.
New York or something. Are you how do I know where your sets are, but you don't?
Her sets or her shows?
Her shows, her sets, same thing.
Well, she does sets in New York, shows on the road.
What?
Have you been... Now, you've been to mommy's shows and my shows, right?
Can we just end this thing?
What?
Can we please just end this thing? It's so awkward.
What's so awkward about it?
You!
How am I awkward? I'm trying to run a show here, and you came down all sick trying to get the attention from everybody when we're trying to do our show. You come second. You know that.
Well, you're a low-life person who has no, who no one loves.
No one?
No one loves you.
No one does. You're a low-life,
sober person.
Yeah.
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 You don't even know what sober is.
Yeah, I do.
What is sober?
When you don't drink.
Yeah, unlike you, a flaming drunk that walks around drinking vodka straight all day long. What do you got to say about that?
I'm saying that this isn't roast battle, so we should just stop this now.
Have you ever seen roast battle?
No, but by how you are, I know what it's like.
How did you know the name Roast Battle? Have you seen on TV or you heard about it?
She lives in this house.
Yeah. We never did Roast Battle here.
Oh, my God. It's talked about, you know?
Oh.
Rich, end it. You're the
All
most
right, relax.
Person.
Yeah, you're a low-life person.
Stop talking that way. Now it's not funny. Say you're sorry for real so people don't believe you. Say sorry.
I'm sorry.
All right, sorry looking.
Oh, roasted.
Roasted and toasted. Listen, next weekend I'll be at Captain Brian's in Naples on Valentine's Day, Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Coral Springs somewhere. Look that up. I forget the name of it. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back at Captain Brian's next weekend. The week after that, I'll be doing the Patrice benefit on the 21st. And that week in the stand. And the week after that, Vegas, the MGM. Go to richvoss.com. Go behind the wall. We're putting up my new CD, 5, Behind the Wall. It'll be up there soon. Thank you for listening. Have a lovely weekend. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got
a mind bomb and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.